producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's night. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones, what a treat. She joins us now. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, delighted to talk to you.
Hey, I know you're a Brit, but come on. You've been in America for a while. Did you partake in the food trough this past weekend on Thursday? Too much turkey, too much trimming, that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I have two passports. I am an American.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Yes. Two is better than one, by the way, so good for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, now if you had your passport and you were so inclined, what's really interesting is to see this lead up to what's happening in Paris and some of already what's coming out, the Obama kicking off that really big push for a climate deal, 19 countries, including the United States, saying they're going to double down on the clean energy funding. What do you think comes out of this summit, if anything?
Well, I don't think we know. I think something will come out of the summit because you're not going to get over 150 leaders meeting, some of them not all going to stay, for 12 days and not get something out of it. I think the big question is whether it's something with teeth or whether it's something that just has gums. And the cynics will say that, of course, is why President Obama is there for the first 2 days and not there at the end. Because if you're there at the beginning, if it all goes pear-shaped, to use an English expression, i.e. wrong, he doesn't have to be there when it limps to a close.
Ah, I'm going to steal that pear shape. I like that. The yeah, because we don't know. I mean, here we go. This has been a while in the making, and now the thought is, you know, is this going to happen? Is there going to be support? And is there going to be public support in the United States and in Europe? I think in Europe they're going to get public support. In America,
yes.
I'm going to say it's iffy. What do you think?
I think it's iffy. I think there's definitely support from Democrats. But a big question looms over the Senate. Republicans really want to scuttle, whatever you like to call it, this deal. What they want to do is to say that it's a treaty that has to be ratified in the United States Senate. They're saying that because they know that a treaty will not get ratified in the United States Senate, and that way they can stop it.
Yeah. Let's bounce back to the U.S. As we watch what's going on there overseas. But definitely there's a clock on whether or not we're going to see a shutdown. Are we going to see a government shutdown?
These things are now impossible to predict because everything's changed so much. But I think it's less likely than it had been a while back. But you've got some strange factors. Because you've got the anti-Syrian refugee bill, which has been wound into things. It sailed through the House. It's now tied up in the Senate. Harry Reid says it will not pass. They're more focused in the Senate on the anti-visa waiver bill and with Democrats also wanting to stop suspected terrorists from buying guns through a loophole. So it's possible that won't get through, but there are also other things that they'd like to do. They probably won't shut down, but I don't want to predict anything these days.
Yeah, I understand that totally. Hey, what did you make? I call it the Sunday swirl when everybody's on TV on Sunday on the shows, the politicians, et cetera. And Donald Trump, who went back and forth with Chuck Todd on not taking back his 9/11 claims that, you know, that Muslims were across the river celebrating as the towers were going down. What do you make of that and his relationship with the media?
Well, his relationship with the media is ridiculous. First of all, nobody should interview him if he won't come into the studio like everybody else. If he does it on the phone, this is really insulting. Second of all, it's absurd. It didn't happen. He hasn't found any video of it. The New York Times debunked this last week when they did an article in which they showed the video. The video is of Palestinians in the West Bank, and it was shown on 9/11 as part of rolling coverage shortly after other coverage showing 9/11 in New York. So it's clear people could have been confused, but it was Palestinians in the West Bank. It was not American Muslims in New Jersey, and Trump will not admit that he was wrong.
All right, so I agree with you about there's no question you have to go in the studio, and this is the reason why, because then when you're going back and forth, it is so much easier to follow that than on the phone. It's a whole different feel to that. There's no question. Victoria Jones, thanks as always. Appreciate it. It was fun to catch up with you.
Thank you so much.
Coming up on America Tonight, we talk about the Syrians and the refugees, of course, fleeing Syria, and how many will come to the United States, what's happening in Europe and whatnot. We talked to Dr. Ving Chung, interesting guy, unbelievable family. He was part of his family, jumped out of Vietnam thanks to the Viet Cong and the fall of Saigon, settled in Arkansas, and what they did with their lives, I think, is phenomenal. And he gives so much credit to the people in the United States for, in Arkansas, specifically neighbors, for helping the family as much as they could. He's a Harvard surgeon at 3 years old with nothing but barely shoes on their feet coming to the United States. Wait till you hear this conversation. You do not want to miss it. Seriously, it may be one of the best of the year. Absolutely. Also coming up in this hour of America Tonight, odds and ends. Some of them pretty sad. You think of this Planned Parenthood attack that happened on Friday, and the shooting victims were all family people. Parents. Oh, it is heartbreaking to hear the stories of the people who were killed by this man that just was not right in his head and went into the Planned Parenthood and opened fire and apparently had all kinds of ammunition. So it's incredibly depressing, to be honest, to hear the story. Very, very sad what happened to people who should not have been in put in this situation. And unfortunately, you know, there were some heroes that didn't make it out alive. And there were 9 people that were hit. There were 3 people that were killed. And again, family people. What's happened in the wake of that, of course, is the arrest. But the bottom line is we're going through the same rigmarole we always go through when something like this happens. And this time I hope more attention is paid to the victims. More attention should be paid to these people who were cut, their lives were cut short, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later in this show. Coming up next, as I said, Dr. Ving Chung and his story and what his family went through fleeing from the Viet Cong and ultimately settling in Arkansas, and how they really may have made a mark and are continuing to make a mark in the U.S. And the odds and ends will include more on what happened at Planned Parenthood and in the wake of Planned Parenthood, what it all means to these families who lost some pretty amazing people, including a police officer and also somebody who was at one point a pairs skater and used to train with Nancy Kerrigan, and then a mother of 2 who was helping a friend. That's all she was doing. Stay with us. We're shaking it up next, going to Dr. Chung here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
America Tonight, a lot about the Syrian refugee crisis, and you know that there's a line in the sand, certainly with a lot of the politicians and governors, namely, in so many states saying, oh, no way, we're not going to take any of the refugees. But we think back to what happened with Cubans, Vietnamese people, Korean people, and we've had many people on the show talking about that. Dr. Vin Chung joins us. He's the author of Where the Wind Leads, A Refugee Family's Miraculous Story of Loss, Rescue, and Redemption. Dr. Chung, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your family and what happened with your family when they fled and then ultimately settled in Arkansas.
Sure. So after the fall of Saigon in 1975, my family lost everything to the communists. They took our business, our cars, they kicked us out of our own house, and we were forced to live in the rural Mekong Delta in a little shack without electricity or running water, and that was where I was born. And after a few years, my parents realized that there was no future for their 8 children. So they loaded us up in a boat, and we took out to the sea. And we, at one point, were drifting for days without food or water, and we were at the brink of death until we ran across World Vision, which was this Christian humanitarian organization that sent a ship out to assist the refugees. And so from there, we were accepted to a refugee camp in Singapore, where we stayed for 3 months, and eventually it was a small Lutheran church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that sponsored my family.
And so what was that like when you came, after going through all of that, what was that like when you came to the United States and got to Arkansas?
Well, the entire world was turned upside down. It was, you know, as if you were today picked up and dropped into another country where we didn't know the language, we didn't understand the culture. My father in Vietnam was a powerful, successful businessman. All of a sudden, found himself in his new country where he couldn't speak the language, but he had 8 children to feed, and so he scrambled to find whatever job he could, and he ended up sweeping floors, doing manual labor with his hands to support his 8 children.
Wow. And so you watched your father do that, and we should tell people he must have been incredibly proud. You went to Harvard. You're a surgeon. Of course, you're a best-selling author with a book that I mentioned, Where the Wind Leads. What did he teach you as a child that led you to have such self-belief and to be able to leap the way you've leapt through many different layers in the educational system?
You know, he taught us through example, and he took on a job that was beneath what he was capable of, but he did it because that was the way that he needed to support his family. He took on jobs that nobody wanted, and he stuck with it for about 3 decades, and over the years, my parents had 3 more children, and over the years, it was their sacrifice that allowed all 11 of their children to graduate from college. Together, we have 22 university degrees, including 5 masters and 6 doctorates. We've graduated from Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, NYU, UPenn, and other major universities. And today, their 11 children live across the country serving the communities in this country.
What would you tell people of the situation that we see now with the refugees in Syria to keep in mind as they see these faces and the horrific things that are happening as they try to escape the violence?
You know, I think that first and foremost, I see it as a humanitarian crisis. I know that there are political and legal issues that must be resolved. And in the long term, I hope that the violence in Syria would end so that people can go back. All 12 million of them could go back and resume their lives so that kids can go back to school and people can go back and rebuild their country. But until then, we currently have 12 million people, half of whom are children, who have been displaced because of violence. And I would like us to look at it and recognize that underneath all of this, underneath the political mess, are real innocent people who are just suffering and wasting away. And I hope that we can respond and help alleviate suffering just like what World Vision did with my family in 1979.
Yeah, tell us about the book. Now take us back to the book and what the idea was when you sat down to pull this together.
Yeah, our goal was to do 2 things. One was to help people to understand refugees and immigrants and have Americans see them differently. It's also to speak about the American dream. And a lot of times when people think about the American dream, they often simply say that anybody could become anything in this country. And I think it's a very simplistic way to talk about it. But the truth is that in order to become someone in this country, and in my instance, in order to become a Harvard-trained surgeon, it requires multiple decades of just hard work and sacrifice that sometimes had to be continued over a generation. And for me, we grew up in a small town in Arkansas. I faced all the challenges that you would imagine being a poor refugee kid, but it was through hard work, and it was also through the acts of courage and kindness of just our neighbors, my teachers, my coaches, and everyone that really had allowed it to happen. And so the American Dream is really a series of opportunities that require people to commit to and to sacrifice, but it also requires individual Americans to reach out and to help others.
Dr. Vin Chung, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kay. It's a pleasure.
Wow, what a fascinating story. Unbelievable, Dr. Chung, again, talking about, first of all, how many kids, his family escaping the communists, as he said, then dealing with what they dealt with. What I love about what Chung talked about is the fact that you see how they came from nothing and they did realize the American dream. And part of that was because of the way the community, many in the community, embraced them. They had to deal with plenty of problems along the way, not knowing the language, dealing with people who certainly weren't as embracing. But for the most part, because they had people that were helping them, that also helped the Chung family realize how far they could take it. And he made such a good point when he talked about it took years and years, because he's mentioning how his father sacrificed so much and just did anything he had to do, because he had this family and he was going to do whatever he had to, whether it was manual labor, which he mentioned, five jobs, three jobs, doesn't matter. He had to do it. He had to take care of those kids. And it's wild to think about that when you think of what's happening with the Syrian refugee crisis. And this is the problem, because, yes, we have the governors opposing the refugees coming in. And the problem is the nefarious sort of people trying to also be as part of that stream. And this is the ISIS situation, where you had the ISIS terrorists who snuck into the country in France amid that stream of refugees. And this is why there is so much opposition to having the same thing happen in the United States, for fear of somebody getting through, and look what a disaster that was in France, and how horrible is that. And I can remember as a kid, my mom pointing that out to me, what was happening with the Vietnamese refugees, the boats. If you think of the boats in your mind, and how horrible it was. In the 70s, as he mentioned, when he came over, he was just 3 years old and part of that big family, and what the challenges were, but how embracing so many people were in the United States. And wow, I think the family, so impressive to me. This is what you call bootstrapping. When people complain, they don't, you look around and they call it first world problems. Oh, I don't have this. I can't get a MacBook. I'm, you know, struggling with the, with whatever the, not necessarily monetary, maybe the lack of money, but with the, with something physical that you desperately think you need, and we have all this stuff, and it is wild to see what happens when somebody who, and we have that in this country, absolutely, across the board, people who come from abject poverty and raise themselves up to beyond whatever the wildest dream could possibly be. And with Dr. Chung, by the way, he serves on the World Vision's National Leadership Council, and he and his wife have three kids, and they've got their own practice, and it's I think a fascinating story, and I'm glad he wrote the book that has intrigued so many people. And again, it's Where the Wind Leads, A Refugee Family's Miraculous Story of Loss, Rescue, and Redemption. What that was like for his family, and to come as such a young child and be plopped into nowhere, to, as far as they're concerned, because they're thrown into, come into a country which they're grateful to land in, but complete strangers and no knowledge of the language. They lost everything to the Viet Cong. Everything to the Viet Cong. Wow. Defeated after the fall of Saigon, and how awful that was. All right, stick with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Cut short thanks to a nut opening fire at Planned Parenthood. Awful story. The guy lived in a trailer, and according to people who knew him, he kept to himself, and they would have not necessarily expected this. And Friday it was a lot of chaos and shooting, and nine people were injured, but three people were killed. Kair Stewart went in, the Iraq War vet, and told people to get down when the shooting started at the clinic. There was Jennifer Markowski, mother of two, was all about her kids, and she was killed as she was in Planned Parenthood. Garrett Swayze rushed 10 miles to the scene to help fellow officers to do whatever he could do to help in the situation when a gunman opened fire at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs a day after Thanksgiving, a real shocker. And Stewart, who I mentioned, one of the three killed by the gunman who was described as kind of a recluse, loner. Robert Deere is his name. They, in fact, they have him in on suicide watch and in a suicide vest and all of that. But what happened Friday? No motive. They can't figure it out. He was screaming, rambling things about Planned Parenthood and Obama and whatnot. But all the people, especially all the people that were hit, were celebrating things, children, that kind of deal, at the clinic. They weren't, there was nothing, had nothing to do with abortions or anything else that was, could possibly have, if you stretch your mind, think what would, what kind of rhetoric or what would have made him think to do this or something in the past. And who knows, they still don't have that, that motive. But, boy, oh boy, just a terrible, terrible, thing. Stewart has two daughters, 5 and 11. And, you know, this is, his daughters meant the world to him, and so, so young, and to have that, you know, to have that happen, just awfully, awfully sad. He wasn't the only hero, as I mentioned. There was Officer Garrett Swayze, who tried to help people, and he was the guy, he said, who ran to the scene to help other officers. And you know, they say there was no way anybody could have kept him not in there trying to help, because he was that kind of guy. He was always willing to go, and it was hard to squash, they say, his enthusiasm to help people, and that's why he did the job that he did. He was a church-going guy, played the guitar, served as an elder in his church, was married for 17 years, and, you know, they talk about that he liked to snuggle with his kids and all of that. And the same thing with Murkowski, who I mentioned. She was into her kids, 6 and 10, went on hikes, enjoyed arts and crafts, baking, that kind of stuff, lived for her kids, they say. And she was there helping a friend who had an appointment at the clinic, and the friend was shot in the hand, and she was shot and killed. So just terrible stuff. Of course, he was caught. Of course, now it's all a matter of the prosecution and going through the legal system, but could be death penalty, could be life in prison, you know, who knows ultimately. And as I mentioned, no motive, not that there is any, certainly there's no warranted motive, but what the motive would be that would push him to the brink of that, you know, who knows. And there has to be massive concerns about what's happening. Whether or not people disagree with funding of Planned Parenthood or whatever, still, there is just no way anybody can say that to have a maniac go in and shoot innocent people. And again, particularly people who have nothing to do with whatever you think is happening there, is just a despicable, horrible, sad, sad tragedy. I mean, that's the best thing I can come up with, because there's just no words for this kind of stuff. No words for families ripped apart, young kids who now grow up without a parent because they happen to be either rescuing people inside or helping somebody or getting good news. And, you know, this is the tragedy of that. So many young kids now without a parent because of this guy. Awful. All right, I said odds and ends, so I'll move on to something else that's completely in an opposite direction of the giving season and the sadness of what happened at this Planned Parenthood. But Cyber Monday, that's all you kept hearing about, right, leading up to it. You know, what ultimately will we see? Last year, they say Cyber Monday sales topped off at $2.98 billion. That was up 12%. That's incredible. So that was, they think that we're just going to see it, you know, totally crest even more and have it be the biggest online sales day of 2015. More sales, mobile phones, being able to order things through mobile phones more. 70% of online traffic from smartphones and traffics, that's tablets, rather. That's what's expected. You know, $11 billion, they say, was spent online between Thanksgiving Day and Monday, a 15% increase from last year. That's crazy. $11 billion. You know what the average order is? I don't know about any of you if you're ordering anything online. The average order, $135.25. They say that the first 18 days of December will produce about $1 billion in sales. $1 billion in sales each. Wow. Each. That's crazy. So Monday deals, not close to matching the retail doorbusters that where you had like $400 TVs selling for $150 on Thanksgiving Day. You know, that's what this come down to. To get people into stores, you have to come up with something clever because of what's happening online. I mean, even, I guess, Kmart, they said, had 80% off on some things. Old Navy, 40% off. That's crazy. Target, 15% and free shipping because they got to get people to come in, to show up, since online is so seductive to most people because it's quick and it's easy. Let's face it. You hit a couple of buttons, boom, bada bing, and you're done, especially now with the phones and how easy it is to take a swipe and then you're done. It's so easy. Right? By the way, in this odds and ends segment, since we're talking about, we've now segged into money and Cyber Monday, Donald Trump is talking about boycotting the debate unless, check this out, unless CNN, a Marco Rubio moment, had to stop for a water break, unless CNN donates $5 million. He's not going to do it. $5 million for him to participate in the next Republican debate. Trump says he felt the payment, which he says he will donate to wounded warriors or the vets, is in order because CNN doesn't treat him properly and because he felt he was responsible for the high ratings that they got on the debate that they hosted in September. He said they had 23 million people. It's the biggest show in the history of CNN. So he's open to negotiating, but he's saying, how about I tell CNN I'm not going to do the next debate? I won't do it unless they pay the $5 million. It goes to wounded warriors and vets. Wow. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Do you think they would pay him that? Do you think they would, donate $5 million to the wounded warriors? Because, see, that's the thing. He also knows, and this is why he's saying this, because the money for the ads that CNN is getting, like you said, the 23 million people watching that first debate, they can charge an astronomical sum because of those ratings, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're making a ton of money off the debate. So he knows that $5 million is just extra on top. It's just more icing. And if they wanted to, they could. Would they really bend to that, though, being held hostage by Donald Trump, is the question you have to ask yourself. And also today, this happened actually on Monday, right before we swing the calendar into December, the people in Chicago have been pretty calm about the Laquan McDonald murder of last year, in October of last year. The Chicago police officer charged with the murder of McDonald has posted bond. Police officer Jason Van Dyke, who shot McDonald 16 times in 15 seconds, was in a Cook County court where the judge set his bail at $1.5 million. The police officer friends and the union are raising money for him. There was actually a GoFundMe page that was taken down. Unfortunately, the video clearly shows, and there's just no way around this, the video clearly shows the shots. And then he wanted to reload, and the officer next to him said, oh, no. And clearly, Laquan McDonald was just down. He had a tiny pen knife with him. he was stoned out of his mind, but still, you look at the video and there's no question that video, that is police video. There's no way around that. They are very careful about investigating, as they should be, and that's part of the reason why it took a while for this to come out. But unfortunately, once that video was released, they knew it was just going to be crazy and chaotic and people were going to be whipped up into a frenzy. But luckily, cooler heads are prevailing. Stay with us. More coming up next.
Rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Turn for this hour of America Tonight. A couple of reminders. Our next show in the second hour, last segment, Nail the Score, your chance to win a NextBook computer, perfect for Christmas. Maybe we'll have a winner. We've had a couple of winners since we started doing this, and it's always exciting when somebody wins. It's always exciting. Because they get bragging rights and a really cool prize. So, who doesn't want a really cool prize? Right? Everybody wants a really cool prize. And you know what? It's like circling lottery numbers. I say this because if you don't like football, we're doing one segment. We're talking about the game of the week. You pick a side and you tell us what the final score is going to be. And there is no great way to predict the score because the scores have been so lopsided. It could be a low score like a 10-7. It could be 45-15. So no guess is really a wrong guess. So don't sweat it. You might win a NextBook computer. I've had a couple of people email me lately. I'm not going to call you out, saying, oh, I kind of want to do that, but I'm not a sports person, but I think it sounds fun. Come on. All you have to do is, you can also email us, by the way. It just has to be in that one segment. A lot of people do that, too, and that's americatonight.net. All roads lead there, americatonight.net. All right, Trump and this whole thing about Muslims cheering. Victoria Jones said at the top, she was talking about that, no, it doesn't exist. The New York Times talked about it. I remember exactly what he means. I remember what Trump means. And Victoria explained the Palestinian footage. But on the other side of the bridge, there were some people cheering. It was not hundreds. It was a handful. And I clearly remember seeing that. And I myself have tried to dig up that video, but good luck trying to find it. It's kind of like when you lived in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. The local news, of course, because everybody was horrified, and they were taking video of anything they could see, and half of them were put in danger, meaning cameramen or reporters. And one of the things, one of the worst things that happened on that day was you had people that were trapped above the fire. They knew they weren't going to be rescued, and they knew they had a choice to make. They're either going to be burned alive, or they're going to jump out of the window of the World Trade Center where they were stuck. And lots of people jumped, and that's what you could hear the thud on the ground, and it was just absolutely horrifying. And locally they showed a lot of that video, and then nationally you'd see it occasionally, and then poof, it all disappeared almost overnight, because it was just so awful to see that, I think, and that was the networks deciding, why are we showing this video? So Chris Christie jumped in to weigh in on Trump and his Muslim comments. And Christie says it didn't happen, the whole cheering thing, that it didn't happen in New Jersey. There was no cheering. What are you basically calling him out? What are you talking about? So I think this is like the story that's not going to die overnight. And the governor who was asked about this said it just didn't happen. He told ABC News that, and of course that video of him saying that has been tweeted all over the place. No, it just didn't happen. And Trump's retort to that is maybe he needs to be worried about New Jersey and how much time he's taking off running for president. So Christie is saying it's not true. Thousands of Muslims celebrating the 9/11 attacks in New Jersey. I mean, that part's, there was not thousands of people celebrating it, but there were definitely people who were cheering on the other side of the bridge. But it was I remember just being a small band of people that were doing that. So I do remember seeing that. I do remember seeing that video. Not thousands, but a small band. Either way, it was an awful day. It was an awful thing that happened. And certainly we know in other places there were people celebrating, which is absolutely abhorrent. And I think that made people even more furious, because you're talking about innocent people, men and women, being killed on a terrible, terrible, terrible day. Now, you have a lot of media organizations are saying it's not true, that it's just conflated is the word they're using. That's what the New York, the Washington Post said, that a few Muslims were investigated for holding celebratory parties. And I remember that. I think they're right on that. And that actually the video was of something else, is what most people are claiming, of people in the Middle East celebrating, that it was the Palestinians. And Christie was adamant about it. He said, the fact is, people can say anything, but the facts are the facts. It didn't happen in New Jersey that day. It didn't happen since then. So, Trump understands. I mean, this is the deal. Trump understands the back and forth of this whole thing. And he's sticking with what he's sticking with. He's not going to be budged off of, saying what he said. I love, of everything that he said, whether he's tripped down a rabbit hole or he's been over the top, which, of course, I've seen he's think at times he's been over the top, but the CNN comment is the best. Pay me $5 million to be in the next debate, or I'll boycott the debate. I wonder if he would really do that. I wonder if he would really boycott the debate. And how would the Republicans feel about that? I mean, he is the drawing card. He is the Trump card. Let's put it that way. By the way, Trump spent some time in a meeting in Trump Tower with more than 100 black pastors. The meeting originally was billed as an endorsement from the group of pastors, but many said they were only planning to have a conversation with him. Then the press conference was canceled, but there was media in the lobby. It was a 2.5-hour meeting. They say it went so well, the campaign changed its mind again, and dozens of pastors packed into a narrow area where they addressed the media. And so, like Daryl Scott, pastor of New Spirit Revival Center in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. He's the one who arranged the meeting. He's a supporter of Trump's. He says Trump cares about the concerns of African Americans, including a jobless rate over 50%. He said that several of the pastors endorsed Trump, and others say they'd go home and pray about what they should do, what action they should take. So when he was asked about the backlash, Trump, from several black ministers who condemned that meeting at Trump Tower, he said, "I don't think we have a backlash. I saw love in that room. I see love everywhere I go." One pastor said at the beginning of the conference that some of the room had concerns about the racial slurs and racial comments that he's made, but added that that was addressed head on. And Trump said he was not asked by anyone to change his tone. And then he was asked, did he give some money to any of the churches? And he said, nope, I haven't, zero. So where this heads will be kind of interesting. So he'll probably get some of the endorsements, I suppose. For what it's worth. Maybe not as a collective group, but certainly some of the people that were in the group will endorse Donald Trump and go back to wherever they're from and tell their flock that this is who they're endorsing, or at least tell people close to them, and it'll get out there. And endorsements. This is a season for getting endorsements, especially big endorsements or community endorsements, whatever it is to give you that little extra edge. Trump knows that. They all know that this is what they're doing. They're maneuvering, getting ready for when we really keep score. The results season. That's what we care about, because now you get closer and closer to the convention and who ultimately is going to be the nominee. Music Means, as the band is playing me out. Ta-da. We are through with this hour. Thanks for hanging with us. Remember, any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.